Time for us to talk a little Bruins hockey. And to do that, we welcome back to the program our friend Mike McCauley. Mike, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Rich, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well, too. A little rainy up here, but it's April. We've come to expect that kind of thing. But what a great game it was yesterday for the Boston Bruins. You wondered after, I thought, fairly lackluster performances in Game 1 and 2 if they would rise to the occasion, and boy, they certainly did.
Oh, did they ever. A really great two-game road trip down in Sunrise. I thought that the Bruins needed to show their bounce back that they've had in the past, and they did that more. I think that yesterday's game was maybe not as good as their performance in Game 3, but hey, they got the job done, and especially last night they played against a somewhat shorthanded Florida Panthers team, missing Aaron Ekblad, having Sergei Bobrovsky in net, Anthony Duclair, who's a really great top nine contributor, him being out after tweaking something in the warm-up. So, you know, you're down Bergeron, you're down Krejci, you really need a strong performance, and they did that. And, you know, coming back to Boston, Game 5, up 3-1 is really great.
And with those people out of the lineup, you needed folks to step up, and boy, several people did. Taylor Hall has just been otherworldly through this whole series.
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Hall's been really great, and you're seeing now why he was an MVP a few years ago in the league. And, you know, he's playing on the Bruins' third line, which is just such a luxury for the team to have. But between Taylor Hall, Tyler Bertuzzi stepping up, Jake DeBrus, they have a spread out offense now on all three of their top three lines. And that's such an enviable position for them to be in. You know, I think you need to start relying on the wingers, especially when Bergeron and Krejci are out, and you need to see a little bit more from your depth. Now, obviously, David Pastrnak not scoring at a clip that he was during the regular season. I don't know if anyone expected that to continue through the postseason. I think that's okay because he doesn't have to right now. You're getting the secondary scoring from guys like Taylor Hall, from guys like Jake DeBrus, Pavel Zaka, 2 assists yesterday as well. Really a great team-wide effort, but Taylor Hall, man, he's really stepping up, and you're really starting to see glimpses of why he was the first overall pick, but also, like I said, the MVP a few years ago.
When you mentioned Zaka, and he's just a guy who seems to know his role and keeps coming up consistently with big plays.
Yeah, can move up and down the lineup, can play left wing, center. He's played a few games on right wing. You know, he's played with different line mates, and obviously I think the best chemistry he's had has been with David Pastrnak. The Bertuzzi, Zaka, Pastrnak line, for all intents and purposes, that could be your second line next year if they do decide to re-sign Bertuzzi. You know, Hall has played really well there as well. He just really never got the chance in New Jersey that he's getting now. You know, last night he played 18 minutes. That's maybe a little bit higher than what his average is, and maybe not expect to play 18 minutes every night, but he's showing that he can step up. And hey, he's a young guy. He signed for 4 more years. He's more than likely the de facto number two center next year. And, you know, I think you got to be pleased with everything you're seeing from him thus far.
We're talking with Mike McCauley here on Downtown, and you tweeted about it yesterday. They're getting such great balance. The three lines are all contributing, and I think part of that, the credit's got to go to Jim Montgomery for just really pushing all the right buttons and utilizing the depth of this roster.
Yeah, and I think after Game 2, the Bruins really got a wake-up call that they needed to hit that next gear, especially with Bergeron and Krejci out. And, you know, Montgomery tweaked the lines a little bit. You know, you started to see Frederick centering the third line. It's with Hall and Nick Foligno. That's been a really good line the past two games. That's not exactly maybe what you would think of with those three players together on a third line. But again, the luxury of the depth that this team has with the depth is just pretty incredible. You know, you're not maybe getting the offensive production right now from a guy like Charlie Coyle. So what? He has been far and away one of the Bruins' best players. He's becoming a shutdown centerman, two-way player, physical presence on the ice. He's really making his line even better. And again, this is your third-line center when the team is fully healthy, and he's stepping up to play a first-line role You know, 16 and a half minutes last night. Only one goal in the series, but he's really making his presence felt. And I think for the Bruins to have the success that they want to have in this postseason, they're going to need to continue that. And again, in theory, this team should only get better. You know, in game two, you'd think, oh, it's probably a speed bump. And you like to think that the team that you're going to see going forward is the team that showed up in the last two games.
So maybe you can explain this to me, Mike. I'm not sure. I don't claim to be a hockey expert, but how does Tkachuk drill Ullmark in the back and Linus ends up getting a 10-minute?
Yeah, that was a strange one. I think you saw Matthew Tkachuk's game yesterday. He hurt the team, and he's such a great player, and for all intents and purposes, he is a top three MVP candidate right now. I would have McDavid, Pastrnak, and Tkachuk 1-2-3. He's the reason why the Panthers have played as well as they did. He had a great regular season, but he has that edge to his game where he doesn't know how to control it just yet. It's very similar to what you saw Brad Marchand when he was coming up into the league. And you think about, you know, 2012 when he was getting suspended, the low bridge incident, a lot of the dirty plays that he had. Tkachuk is, he's got to control his temper. Yes, he scored. He was he factored in on both of the goals yesterday. But, you know, that extracurricular stuff that he's doing right now to try to rile the Bruins up, it's not working. And I think to the Bruins' credit, one of their strengths this series so far has been keeping their composure and not responding to those types of antics. Now, why Ullmark got pulled, I don't quite know. Montgomery came out, I believe it was last night, and said, you know, he could have stayed in the game, but we wanted to give him a little extra treatment, give Swayman some playing time. Jeremy Swayman was in consideration to start game four prior to Ullmark getting the nod. So I do think it's good for Swayman to sort of get a little bit of a feel of action, although 3 minutes you're not really going to do much with. But Ullmark apparently could have stayed in the game if he wanted to. But yeah, a bizarre sequence of events to see Tkachuk after the first period targeting Hathaway. He had a mix-up with Thomas Nosek after the second period, and then at the end of the third period with Linus Ullmark. And again, this is a player who scores a lot of goals, who will contribute offensively, but has got to learn how to control his temper.
How important do you think it is for the Bruins who want to make a deep run to the finals to wrap this thing up on Wednesday?
Oh, it's very important. You know, I think this is a team that will be playing through injuries. Obviously, Krejci looks like he's not going to be going in game five. You could have Bergeron to return. I think it's good to keep them active and to get that game experience. But, you know, at the end of the day here, if the Bruins are geared for a long playoff run, and I think that they are, you want guys to be as fresh as possible. Having those extra days for Krejci to heal up whatever ailment he's going through will be important. Giving Bergeron more time, players like Brad Marchand, Charlie McAvoy, guys that are consistently, you know, inflicting pain on others. I think it was yesterday that Garnet Hathaway had 8 hits. Obviously, he's playing through a little something after getting knocked down from by Tkachuk at the end of the first period. It's so important to get that rest. I do maybe have a hesitation or concern with the goaltenders. I think the goaltenders need to be playing often to stay fresh. So that's why I think putting Jeremy Swayman in last night was a good idea. I would have liked to see him start the game, but you know, I'm not going to argue Ullmark over Swayman. The Bruins have two really great goalies, and again, quite a luxury for this team to have.
Mike, who's been an unsung hero for the Bruins so far in postseason? Maybe somebody who doesn't fill up the score sheet but is contributing in a lot of other ways.
Yeah, I think Charlie Coyle's got to be up there for me. You know, I think the way that he is dictating play and stepping up to be the first-line center has been really important. Only one goal on the series. Didn't really do much yesterday, but, you know, was really involved in the first game, was really involved in game three. I think he was all over the score sheet, all over the ice, even though he wasn't on the score sheet. Another player I think is Nick Foligno. I think Nick Foligno has been a really great player in games two, three, and four. I don't think he was the best in game one, and chalk it up to rust, you know, returning after quite a bit of time away. He hadn't played for the month of March, and that was his first game back. He's someone that isn't afraid to get physical. He's a net front presence. He can play a two-way game. Those are the types of guys, the types of role player guys that are going to be really important for their run. You know, I go up and down the lineup right now, and you can make an argument for almost every player being really valuable these last four games. But yeah, I think Charlie Coyle definitely sticks out for me. Matt Grizzlick too is maybe another player I'll call out. Since coming back in the games 3 and 4, I think the defense has done a really great job in the transition game, and just the way that he moves the puck and he's able to inflict some speed on his opponents and really be able to make sure that they lead the forecheck out. It's certainly been a difference for the team.
Mike McColey talking Bruins with us here on Downtown. Mike, great to talk with you again. We appreciate it as always. And well, we'll catch up with you again as the hopefully deep playoff run continues.
Absolutely, Rich. Thank you again.